Every month in the Des Moines neighborhood bar Good Sons, a group of amateur and professional sketch artists get together for a drink and draw. It's a chance for them to sketch and share ideas over beers. During this month's gathering, Sean Eike talks about his new comic book.
There's this big rustle outside, and the people rush out, and they see this rocket ship coming in. It's got eight little rocket ships leading it.
If this story sounds familiar, it should. It's a new variation of the 190-year-old poem, The Night Before Christmas. But instead of being set in a cozy home, the story takes place at a comic book shop during a Christmas party.
Then, bamf, just like Nightcrawler, he pops into the shop, and it's Captain Nick. Who's our version of Santa Claus in this
place. Nice.
Captain Nick is drawn with pointed elf ears, wearing a traditional Santa outfit. He passes out presents to the partygoers. These are depictions of real people from Des Moines with characters from Star Trek, The Big Bang Theory, and DC and Marvel Comics. Author Sean Eike created The Night Before Christmas at the comic book shop with his brother Jonathan and their father Donald. The two brothers say they began writing in late October.
We had just mentioned it to our dad, and he said, it's a good idea, let's do it.
That very night, when we were talking about it, we started breaking down the story. It had been, what, an hour?
It was an hour. We had a rough outline of what it was going to be, and 3 weeks later, it was done and published on Amazon.
Sean Eike says this fast turnaround time from concept to complete publication is only possible because of today's digital delivery, and this is the kind of distribution they've always wanted.
Before, that meant printing 5,000 copies of the book and sitting on them and selling them one at a time. But now we can have the books on Amazon and say, hey, check it out. You can download it and share it with your kids and share it with your friends, or you can buy the book. And the book is printed on demand, so we're not sitting on any copies ourselves.
The Eike brothers are in their early 30s and have been selling their art for years, but this is the first time they've published their work in a book. At this drink and draw, Dean Sturdivant, a longtime comic book fan, just finished reading the Eike's holiday comic for the first time, and he likes it.
You guys did a wonderful job. You're kind of reminding me of the old Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby could tell a story by the panels, not by any words.
Well, definitely that is a ginormous compliment to be have it compared to Jack Kirby. You know, legendary in the field that we've studied.
I mean, it comes across in a very clear, concise way of communicating, you know, your family's vision. It's a lovely piece.
Now that The Night Before Christmas at the comic book shop is finished, the Eike brothers are resuming a project they've been working on for 2 years called The Rage Against Hell. It's a four-part comic about an ancient battle fought in the 21st century featuring trolls, goblins, and dragons. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.